Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And today I have a friend of mine, Angie Stockton. She's a realtor out in the western suburbs. But before we get to Angie, I want to give you some information again about myself and how you can look me up, because knowledge is key. One of the best ways to get me is my website. And it is, I made it as simple as I possibly could. It's 1160. You're listening to 1160 right now. 1160mortgage.com. I also created a website to help those that need help with credit. And because most of the time we're going to talk to Angie, my biggest question for Angie was, you know, why are so many people still renting? But one of the reasons why I see so many people renting still is credit. Usually it's not income. Down payment, we have grant programs for that. So it's credit. So I created a website. It's called creditscoresandmore.com, plural, creditscoresandmore.com. And you'll see there's four simple steps you kind of go through, and you'll get your credit, and you'll see it, and you'll analyze it, and then there's assistance there for some help. So, and then also check me out on YouTube. You just go to the Mortgage Update on YouTube, and you'll see I have about 200-plus videos there, the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And hopefully you find those informative. Please subscribe. And so today I want to welcome Angie Stockton. She's a friend of mine, and she's a realtor out in the western suburbs. And so welcome, Angie.
Hi, Dan.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Today.
I'm doing well.
It could be evening. It could be morning. Who knows when it is. So the reason why I asked you in here today was we've done, in the past year or so, we put a lot of people into homes, which was awesome.
Yes, we have.
So what do you see on my side? Most people don't qualify, and we had a conversation right before they kind of clicked on the record button. Is, you know, why do you see so many people not buying homes? I have a rental property, and the person's been living there for 15 years. For me, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
For them, not so awesome.
Yeah.
So, what are you seeing is the reason why people are not buying a home?
I think they don't understand a lot about the home buying process. I think there's a lot of fear. But I think probably the biggest thing that I see is that they don't think they can afford the down payment.
Yeah.
And they don't understand how to come up with the down payment. And as they see the interest rates rise, they're even more concerned about that. But I think the average person out there, no matter what age group they're in, the down payment is the biggest problem they have, and they need to understand that it's not like it used to be where there had to be 20% down. Even those people who understand that you can get the lower down payment loans now still think that has to be like an FHA. They don't realize you can do a conventional loan.
And there's a bad stigma. I've had realtors ask me to come out to like condo complexes and things like that to talk to the board or whatever you call the people on the thing about. They're like, the first thing they say is, we don't want those people in here, the FHA. And I don't know, and I'll have a show going over what FHA is and reverse mortgages and things like that. It's not it's not like you're a terrible credit risk.
No.
It's just, you know, things like that. So the down payment, that's kind of interesting because I have radio ads that say that I have grant programs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the, you know, Quickens with, I don't know what their thing is now, and guaranteed rates and all those things. But still, so many people are finding it that they need 20% down.
That's
kind of interesting.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, across the board, not just first-time buyers. I hear that from people who've bought homes in the past and still think that,
It's a different world, and that's why when somebody does call me, I'm like, you know, if you would please, any financial questions, ask me. Don't ask mom or dad or grandpa or coworkers. They love you to death.
Yeah.
But they probably don't have that right answer.
Right.
So here's one of the reasons why I asked Angie to come in. Actually, she just started she has a website and our landing page, and I'll have her tell you about that. But most of the times when somebody calls me and they're getting pre-approved, they either have a realtor, many cases, it's probably 50-50. They either have a realtor or they don't. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I ask them is, you know, do you have a realtor? And if not, are you kicking the tires or have you found a house? Some of them, it's crazy because they'll call me last year and or 2-3 years ago before I even knew you. Mm-hmm. I had about 4 or 5 clients one year that called me. And they had the house picked out and everything. They just needed a realtor to put in the contract. So I was just calling realtors. I'm like, hey, you want to just, I got a buyer. They're ready to sign today. So, but they found it on the web. Uh-huh. If you're buying a house, you tell me, if somebody's buying a house, do they start on the web? Like my son, your son, mm-hmm. you're a realtor and you might, we'll talk about this in the next segment about your kids and my kids mm-hmm. on how the millennials, I've done this for 30 years. My kids still wouldn't know where to get a mortgage. Yeah. If it wasn't for me, he would just say, Dad, I need a mortgage.
Yeah.
But to walk me through, you know, the website, should they go to a website? Should they call you? Should they do both? How should somebody go about if they want to buy a house, where do they start?
Well, I know where they start. They start almost always on the web. And I don't have a problem with that myself because I think that they can kind of get an idea of what's out there, get an idea of what they're looking for and what might be available in their price range. But the next thing to do is to get a hold of a realtor. It's a much more complicated process than people think. It's not like it used to be.
So when they're on realtor.com, mm-hmm. Zillow, Redfin, did they click the realtor on that page? Is that realtor, I guess, is that the perfect realtor for that home?
Not necessarily. In fact, probably not. And I have to say, I actually am a realtor.com realtor. So when someone clicks on a home, it comes to me on if it's in one of my areas. So for me, that works because I know those areas. And I would assume that's probably the case for most realtors.
Yeah.
But I think probably that's effective and that's good. But I think it's probably better to get in front of a realtor and get face to face with them. Maybe even interview 3 realtors. That seems to be what sellers do. It would be good for buyers to do the same thing. See what they know about the area. See what their level of expertise is. And probably more than anything, truthfully, is that rapport that you have. Because I think it really comes down to trusting your realtor. That's as I thought about what, you know, would possibly set certain realtors apart from others. It comes down to trust and advocacy. You are trusting someone with what's probably going to be the biggest purchase of your life. And it's not like it used to be where you sign a contract and you get a loan and you close in a few days. It's not like that at all. It's a much more complicated process. And a realtor is, they're kind of the glue in the middle of this mm-hmm. transaction. So if it's a buyer side, we start with that buyer from the get-go when they start to see homes. We spend a lot of time with them. So honestly, with my clients, I get to feeling like they're my family before we close. And that's across the board, I feel that way. Mm-hmm. Because you spend a lot of time with them. So if you have a realtor that is just trying to get a sale, then they're going to just go for as many clients as they can. I personally feel that what I want to do is I want to get to know the person. I really do want to listen to their needs, listen to what they're looking for. And I want them to be comfortable with their purchase. I don't want them to purchase the most expensive home that they can mm-hmm. afford. I want them to be comfortable. And so I think that when people realize how much time you're going to be spending with your realtor and how much trust you put into that realtor, then it does matter who's working for you because we are working for you. We should be.
Yeah.
We are interacting with your lender. We're interacting with your attorney. We're interacting with your home inspector. And because people don't do this every day, they a lot of times will be pretty excited about something in the transaction that is just a very normal part of the transaction. But they need somebody that they can call mm-hmm. and that they know will immediately return their call or get back to them with a text and say, no, this is normal. It's okay. And this is fine. Or if not, okay, then this is what we need to do, and this is who we need to talk to, and this is the process we need to go through to bring about the closing when we're looking to close.
Got it. So how Angie, I refer business. A lot of times when a client calls me, I love when they're like, I have no idea, just help me. Because mm-hmm. now I can't steer them. I can't make them use you.
Right.
I can't make them use this attorney or whatever.
Right.
It's awesome, though, when we have a team.
Yes.
Like all the loans we've closed.
Yes.
I can't say they've gone absolutely smooth.
Right. Because
there's a lot of bumps in this road that you and I don't know where we're going.
Yeah.
But some of the key things that you pointed out was the most expensive house, you listen and think, that's what I try to do. And it mm-hmm. was kind of cool how we kind of clicked mm-hmm. when we started doing business together mm-hmm. is because I can't do the volume Quicken does. I don't want to do the volume Quicken
Correct.
Does.
Yes.
I like talking to my clients. Now, am I a perfect fit for every person out there? Absolutely not. If you just want to click buttons and be done with mm-hmm. a loan, you can get that done. And I have on my website, you can apply online and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like you. I talk to all the people buying homes, especially the younger ones. Like, they're my kids.
Mm-hmm, I
and
do
I'm
too.
Like, I don't want to put you, how much can I afford?
Yes.
No. You tell me.
Yes.
What are you comfortable with?
Yes.
Because that,
yes.
that kind of stood out when you said, I'm not trying to buy this, find them right. the most expensive house.
Right.
And I've done this a long time.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of realtors uh-huh. that just, you said this, just want to sell the house.
Yes.
And, I'll have somewhere the person, it's an investment property. It's a 2-3 unit building.
Mm-hmm.
And the person will send the data to me and I'll do run the numbers. Uh-huh. It doesn't make any sense uh-huh. to buy the place.
Right.
I had one just recently and the client, he's a friend of mine. He said the realtor told me to go get another lender because I wasn't helping.
Oh, wow.
he was spending like $500,000 on a house and it was like a $150 cash flow.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah.
So, okay. What we're going to do in the next segment, we're going to talk about, some of the things that hinder people from buying
mm-hmm.
and what you do or what recommendations you would have for them
okay.
and things like that we're going to talk about. Okay. So tell them where they can find you on the web, because I want you to reach out. If you're in the Western suburbs, please reach out.
Yes. Thank you. AngieStocktonSells.com. I've got a page that you can contact me on there. AngieStocktonSells.com.
Awesome. And then we'll give all of the Angie information right at the end of the show. We'll give you her email address, if that's okay, and her cell number where you can reach her directly. And that's it for now. So please stay tuned. We're going to help those that are looking to buy a house get overcome some of your financial problems. Thank you. God bless. Welcome back. This is Dan Freer, the Mortgage Update. And I have Angie Stockton here. She's a realtor friend of mine. And what I want to talk about is, Angie, in the first segment, we talked about, how people find realtors and how they find homes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But where we really kind of tied together was there's a few clients that you had mm-hmm. that just hit brick walls.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that. I don't like going down a road and not knowing where that road's going to take me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hit a brick wall.
Right.
I don't want to waste your time,
mm-hmm.
my time, the client's time, everybody's time. That's one of the reasons why I also created that website, thecreditscoresandmore.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have most of my clients, if I talk to them and they're like, I don't know what my credit scores are, I don't want to sound cheap,
mm-hmm.
but I'll have them go there and get a free credit scoring model.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their real credit score. And then send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
If their credit score is 480, we're going to work on things before I go down this avenue.
Right.
So again, Angie, go over. There was a couple clients we had. Even if you bring up one or
yeah.
two,
yeah.
talk through, because I'm sure there's thousands of people out there probably in the same boat as the clients you've had
yeah.
or you ran across.
The one that comes to mind that we worked with each other on was the client that had filed for bankruptcy years
mm-hmm.
ago. Did the hard work of coming out of that and getting back on his feet financially. And he thought he was doing the right thing by paying cash for everything. He thought he would wait until he was ready to purchase a home, and then the lender would see that he hadn't gotten back into debt and he would be good to go.
Right.
What he didn't realize is that he was not creating a credit score by doing that. So when he came to me, he was really on the low end of even being able to qualify. Because of that. And it wasn't that he was not responsible, and it wasn't that he wasn't capable of purchasing. It was the fact that he had
right.
this credit problem. So you were able to sit with him, and you looked at the whole profile and helped him make some decisions that he needed to make. And this is probably the best story, I think, because when he came to me, he was more thinking he would be looking at a lower end property. And to make a long story short, he ended up finding what he calls his dream home on the same street that he grew up on.
Yeah, that was cool.
Where some of the people that are still there were neighbors that he had as a child, and he absolutely felt like he came home.
Knew the seller, didn't he?
He did know the seller because they had been.
Yeah,
yes, they
at the
had
closing, been. She called him. That was kind of cool.
That's right.
So, okay. So that was one thing that kind of prompted me to, again, and do you see most of the client? Well, you were saying earlier, you probably don't. Do you have a lot of clients they're interested? They'll click through the realtor.com. They'll get you. And then you ask them, where do you take it from there? Somebody clicks through realtor.com. Now what? Walk us through the next pieces.
Well, let me just say this to the audience in general. I don't think that they realize that comes immediately to me. And so I am on the phone within seconds calling, and they don't realize that. I mean, if they're going to click that button, they're going to get a phone call.
Got it. So does it just go to you?
No, actually, it doesn't, which is one of the reasons it's so quick in response. Because if you're not quick in the response time, then obviously you're not going to be able to talk to a client. So that sometimes makes people feel odd, I guess, that, you know, I just click the button and you're on the phone. But that is what's going to happen when you inquire on something like realtor.com. So and now I just lost my train of thought with your question.
So they click the button, you call them, but it's going to go to a couple other people. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yes.
So then what do they... I can tell you, like, when people call me, kind of where the conversation goes. Mm-hmm. So where does the conversation go from there? They accept your call.
Yes,
okay.
They do.
Because there's probably a lot of them just, they don't want the telemarketer or whatever. I don't know. But then where do they go from there? Do they usually have financing? Do they have this? Do they have that?
I would say about 50% of them already have a pre-approval letter.
Okay.
The other 50% probably don't, and they don't even know. A lot of people think that getting a pre-approval letter means you sit down with a lender and you go through all of this. You know, you get all your bank statements together and all of that. So then I explain to them, no, it's actually just a very simple process over the phone to get pre-approved. It's not, you know, you're not qualified for the loan. You haven't been approved for the loan, but it's a pre-approval. And it's very important to have that before we show homes, because sellers want to know that you've got a qualified buyer coming through that's interested in purchasing, not just somebody who's, you know, hey, this looks good. Let's go through it some Sunday afternoon.
So what do they ask you? And here's what I'm getting to. I click in there. I like a home. I click it. Now you called me. And then Joe Smith calls me. And then Nancy Doe calls me.
Yeah. They really just want to know the details of the home. They really do.
Okay.
At that point, I don't think they're real interested in knowing how I can help them. Truthfully, I think they're just gaining information at that point.
Okay. So, okay. I don't know. Every house that I bought, I use a realtor. Let me throw this out there, and this is what a lot of people don't know, especially when they call me. I'll throw this back at you. It might be a little curveball. And there's a point to this.
Okay.
How much do you charge the buyer to find them a house?
Nothing.
Exactly. That's what I tell everybody. So, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you there for a second.
You didn't scare me.
I always tell people, you know, a lot of times when they're calling me, they're on Zillow, they're on Redfin, they're on Realtor.com, they're on this. They got to find a house. I was interested at one point in buying a house in Florida. So how do I find it? I mean, I'm not driving down there and driving around neighborhoods.
Right.
You just kind of start scanning the area.
Right.
So what I always tell people, though, when they call me, some of them know where they want to be because there's a school district that they need to be in for the kids.
Right.
Get it. But they don't realize, I think, a lot of times is, you know, I don't want to use a realtor. The only thing I'm thinking is some of them may think they can even get a better deal if they go to the person listed on realtor.com or if they, I mean, they got to call somebody to get into the house,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. And actually, I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people think when they are clicking on like a realtor.com that they're getting the listing agent.
Got it. Okay.
And the thing that is really important about why it's good not to get the listing agent, I mean, it's fine to deal with the listing agent. And in the state of Illinois, we do have what's called dual agency and it's legal. But when you click on that and you get a buyer's agent, you get someone who's representing you as the buyer. That's why it's important that you have a buyer's agent and a listing agent. There are some occasions, you know, where that people do a dual agency thing, but that's why it works that way.
So one of the first things I thought about is if I get that selling agent, who's getting paid based on what?
Based on their
the value of the home.
Yeah, yes.
They're not working. They're not trying to get that price down for me because they'll make less money.
Right. Right.
So, okay. Got it. Okay. So we walk through that part of it. Anything? What other questions do you have? You have any other clients that you might not have had a down payment, or might not have had a they had a pre-approval that wasn't a real pre-approval that fell through?
Well, if we're talking about clients that you and I have worked with in the last year, I had another client who was a Realtor.com client, in fact, and she was looking at homes. I believe when she started, she believed she could afford, I want to say, like $60,000 or $70,000. And I was pretty curious about that because I didn't think that she knew everything that she could actually do to be put in her first home, like with the down payment assistance programs and the things that are out there. There's so much out there.
Right.
And so when she called me, I explained to her that there were a lot of options for her, that, you know, IDA has, you know, the Illinois state grant, and there are grants, and there are other assistance for down payment. So I did put her in touch with you, and it turns out she was pleasantly surprised that she could afford a whole lot more than what she thought. And we went through the process, and she's very happy in her home. And
awesome.
Just, yeah, that
awesome.
Worked out very well.
Some of the down payment programs there is, what I find is, well, I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. Basically, what we're talking about is how ideas that you might be listening to the show thinking, oh, this is getting kind of boring. If you're looking to buy a house, it's important information.
Yes.
There might be 10,000 people listening.
Yeah.
You know, of 5,000, it's hitting home. And the other 5,000, thank you so much for listening. But, you know, one of the things I want to elaborate off of what you said that I see, my biggest issue on a lot of clients that call in is they're calling in already.
Mm-hmm.
They have a credit issue.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing a down payment issue.
Mm-hmm. I am.
So these are the things that we can kind of discuss in for future shows, because there is programs such as IDA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't offer IDA, but I have five other grant programs that I think... IDA's good for some, but if I go over these five or six other grant programs that I have, they're phenomenal. They beat IDA in many, many times. And then IDA, in most cases, if you guys are out there looking at homes, if your realtor's pushing IDA, get a second opinion. I'd love to help if I could, because IDA, the requirements are a little bit higher than the most programs. Mm-hmm. Many of these banks, too, the last two clients I had that came in with IDA programs, they were getting $5,000, the $5,000 grant thing. Mm-hmm. The bank was charging them $3,500 in fees.
Oh, my.
So I'm like, you're netting $1,500.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point?
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, tell them how can they get in touch with you? Go over all the everything and anything you can give them. So pay attention.
Okay. So AngieStocktonSells.com. There's a contact button on there. You can contact me. You can call me at 630-800-7740, or you can email me at Angie@greatsuburban.com.
Awesome. 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 And again, if you want, I'm going to add Angie to my webpage.
Mm-hmm.
It is 1160mortgage.com. So if you would check that out, Angie will be on there here shortly. And again, if you're having credit issues, go to creditscoresandmore.com. Check me out on YouTube. That's the biggest, the YouTube channel is going kind of crazy, which is kind of cool. But if you're looking to buy a house, or refinance or do anything, please check us out. We'd love to help you out. So I'll go through my information on how to get a hold of me. 1160mortgage.com. Mortgage Update with Dan Frio on YouTube. You can email me at dan.frio@gmail.com. Or my phone number is 630-338-1160. And 1160 on the mortgage thing too. So thank you so much for listening. Please come back again tomorrow and listen to the next show. Love to have you back. God bless you. Take care.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.